Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Who is it?
Scream is the word.
Yeah, who is it?
Facts.
We doing?
Tell us the truth.
We doing to us?
Don't leave us on. Dangle the carrot like that.
First of all, we're a team.
Facts.
You can never break us up. You can never break us up. Second of all, who is it?
Right, guys, we're back with another banger. And as per usual, we go straight into it. We don't really like foreplay. We just
go straight raw.
Raw dog.
Because we're selfish lovers.
We're selfish menaces. That's exactly what we are. The question of the week this week was, what's the most unorthodox way someone has called you ugly? And yeah, the streets came through.
I bet.
The streets came through.
I remember when my ex used to call me a frog. Do you remember?
I do.
That hurt my feelings.
It hurt mine. It hurt mine because she said it to your face.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I remember. Wow. I remember.
Fam, like the 5th of November, I remember.
Yeah.
It was like that. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was so painful.
Wow. Yeah, it was. It was. Damn. She was hurt.
Yeah, she was really hurt. Yeah, was hurt.
It was a bitter comment.
Yeah.
You're not butters at all, bro. It's a bitter comment.
Thanks,
man.
Bro.
All right. The most unorthodox way someone has called you ugly. I asked them out on a date. They responded with, that was 14 weeks ago.
Text. just not. That's it.
14 weeks ago. You shouldn't veer out of your lane. I sometimes want to tend that to people that DM me.
You shouldn't veer out your lane. Put that lane control on.
Yeah.
Put that lane control on.
Yeah.
Wow. To some people that DM me. I do realize though, like, someone speak to me about this the other day and they were like, where did they get the nerve?
Yeah. The gall, the bravado.
The gall, the bravado, the audacity, the confidence. But it is a case of like, when you see someone as not a real person per se,
it
gives a confidence of like, what's the worst that's going to happen here?
Facts. He's never going to read it.
He's never going to read it. And if he does, if he says yes, then wow.
Facts.
Gang.
Facts,
imagine.
Facts.
But yeah, that's when I don't rate. The only ones I don't rate is when they give the full breakdown.
Oh God,
full breakdown. Yeah. Let's go wild. Let's have some wine. Let's chat. I'm a good person. And I'm like, this is never gonna happen.
What, so why are you wasting everyone's?
Yeah. If it's just a quick, you're banging. Let's do something. Or you're banging. Let's go out or whatever. It's a case of you probably think I'm never ever gonna read it, see it, reply whatever, and. The top side is banging.
Yeah.
And the bottom side is I just carry on my day.
Yeah.
Because once you press send, it's done. But when it's paragraphs, I'm like, what reality are you living
what
in?
What are you expecting from this?
You shouldn't veer out of your lane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's such a horrible thing to hear.
It's a statement. It's a statement. Right. Continuing. Most unorthodox way, someone's called you butters. You were queuing for intelligence whilst they were giving away beauty.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah, bro. Queuing for intelligence whilst they were giving away beauty is crazy.
That's nuts.
Crazy.
Fuck.
Yeah. Wow. That's that takes some.
Yeah, that took four.
Yeah. Wow.
Jesus.
I was standing with my friend and a guy came up to us and said, one of you girls are pretty, and just left.
Fight it out.
Facts.
Fight it out.
The winner, shout me.
How jarring would it be if you assumed you were the ugly one as well? One of you is pretty and just walked off, and then you're just like,
we both look at each other.
Yeah.
Fuck, so just go talk to her.
Then. Yeah.
It's not me, so just fucking talk to her. I haven't got time for this, bro. I'm not gonna be like, oh, is she talking to me? No, go talk to her.
How would you feel if a chick said that to us?
One of you's butters. No, one of you's buff. Banging. And just walks off.
One of you's fucking sexy.
One of
walks off.
Fucking sexy. Ugh. Tell us then.
Yeah. I know for a fact both of us would, as she walks between us, we both turn around and scream at her. Who is it?
Scream is the word.
Yeah, who is it?
Facts.
We
tell
doing.
Us the truth.
We doing to us.
Don't leave us on a fucking, don't yeah, dangle the carrot yeah, like yeah. that.
First of all, we're a team.
Facts.
You can never break us up. You can never break us up. Second of all, who is it?
That's jokes. That's hilarious. Right, next. Raw pepperoni pizza due to my acne.
Fuck off.
You got called a pepperoni pizza.
Pepperoni pizza, that's fight talk.
Bro. As an outsider.
Go on. Go on.
As an outsider, what are your views on pretty privilege?
No! That's
outsider.
Such... Because you know, when you're receiving that, it's not on a back and forth. Yeah. You've approached me while I'm eating lunch.
Facts.
My business.
I got my glasses on and I got my tuna sandwich in hand.
Yeah.
By myself, minding my business.
Minding my
headphones
business.
In.
And you're just like, sorry, question. As an outsider, and I'm piqued my interest.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are your views on pretty privilege?
I launched my tuna sandwich in
yeah,
his face.
Yeah, bro.
The fuck? That's brazy. All right. Someone said I look like God made me with my left with his left hand. Peak.
That's a piss take.
Peak. A friend posted a bikini pic and someone commented, so brave. Can't wait to see the after.
Nah, that's not possible.
So brave. Wow.
That's not possible.
Can't that- wait to see the after.
Oh, nah, that's not possible.
The so brave would.
Yeah.
Would make me
so
delete the whole post.
Rave. You have to delete the post. Because that comment has 17,000 likes. And all the comments are, how dare you, how dare
Facts.
You, how dare you, you pig. And it doesn't make the person feel
yeah,
any better.
Yeah, it doesn't. It really, really doesn't.
Because all the comments are like, she's gorgeous inside yeah. and out. So fuck you.
Oh, my phone will be pinging. Oh, God. My phone will be
so
pinging.
So brave.
That so brave is dangerous. Right. Instead of a sight for sore eyes, I was a sore sight for many eyes. Damn.
Fuck. Who's hearing this? Like, apart from the frog thing, no one's ever cussed me out to my face.
Yeah, facts, bro. That takes courage. And also, like, you are also not a person that cares about retaliation. Because you can't just say that to a random human being and not expect anything to happen.
I remember one time I was chatting to my first-ish girlfriend.
Okay.
When I was like 18.
Mm-hmm.
When we was in that talking stage.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I said, but she said, I think you're nice looking, but I only date hench guys.
Cool. Yeah, that would make me go to Gold's Gym straight away.
Fuhad.
Straight away.
I use my youth membership at the local council run gym.
Yeah.
And I was pressing all the weights.
Oh my God.
I had the 12s in my hand shaking.
I only date hench guys.
Damn. I think you're good looking, but I only date hench guys. Cool. Laughing face.
Oh, it wasn't face to face?
Nah, it was on like MSN or something.
Oh,
or MySpace or something.
The laughing face.
Yeah, like, I only date hench guys. Ha 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 ha.
Nah, see? The thing is like, women will say the most crud to a guy about his appearance or whatever, and like you said, laugh about it,
yeah.
and just expect us to carry on with our life.
Oh, because the thing is what's mad is that she's saying laughing, only joking, I will date you.
Yeah.
But it's only so funny because you know it's facts.
Facts.
Because you're still calling me Marga. You're still calling me Marga.
Facts.
Jokes aside.
Yeah, facts. The damage has been done.
Oh, and it was done because I still remember it till now.
Oh God, sorry.
Livid.
God.
I remember telling my brethren he was gobsmacked.
Oh.
Ah! And then my brethren went to college with her ex.
Yeah.
And he was like, her ex is wham actually. Her ex actually is wham.
Well, she's pissed now, innit?
Because I'm huge. So, haha.
She's pissed now. Right. Most unorthodox way you've been called ugly. Every friendship group has a dog.
Fuck you. Every friend. Nah.
A dog?
Oh, yeah. Nah. We're not doing that.
I'm sorry. Our family take our bloodline very seriously.
No. Oh.
What, go on.
I was watching First Dates last night.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. Tangent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me get back to First Dates.
All right, cool, cool.
I don't want to slag them off.
Mm.
I stayed at a hotel in Shoreditch last night. Mm. Actually, let me not even bait it, because that's actually out of order.
What, the hotel?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you know who you are, sort your TVs out.
Okay.
100-year-old TVs up in that bitch.
Mm.
Hotel ain't cheap.
Okay.
100-year-old TVs, I was livid. Connection was whack.
Oh, God.
Not even smart TVs, bro.
Really?
Not even smart TVs.
Did I have a back off, or was it flat screen?
It was flat screen.
Okay.
But it might as well not have been.
Oh, God.
The connection was trash.
Damn.
Anyway, I was watching First Dates last night.
Yeah. You love a bit of like...
trash TV?
Yeah.
When I'm in a hotel, if you had.
Yeah.
Kitchen nightmares.
Mm.
First Dates. Naked attraction. Four in a bed.
Four in a bed. Fuck
four,
off.
Four in a bed. Come dine with me.
Oh, bro, my days.
In a telly? When I'm scrambling my breakfast?
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind?
Oh, man. My Fire Stick's in, bro.
Yeah.
I'm on streaming services. I ain't got time for terrestrial.
No, because I don't want... I don't know what it is. It's like... it's only when I know I'm trying to sleep or when I'm just chilling.
Mm.
Because if it's a Fire Stick thing or a laptop open, I don't want to leave where I'm at.
Yeah, yeah.
So
this
morning, for example, I knew I had to come here.
Mm.
So bullshit TV is perfect for me.
Okay.
Absolutely perfect for me.
Okay.
If I'm cracking open the laptop, you know I'm going to be late.
Mm.
know I'm going to be late. Don't let me sink my teeth in.
Fair.
Anyway.
Yeah, back to what you're saying. Old TV.
Watching First Dates last night.
Mm-hmm.
And some guy, there was one Nigerian don on there, disabled.
Oh.
He had one arm missing and one arm, half an arm, and the hand was massive.
Oh, okay.
And then the date he was on was like, oh, have you ever had a girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Or how long was your last relationship?
Mm-hmm.
He said it was 3 years long.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how he said it ended?
How?
He said it was when he was living in Nigeria. Homegirl rocked up to his yard and gave him a wedding invitation.
Wow.
He said they were calm, bopped to his yard, just gave him an invitation to her wedding.
Wow.
And this man said that was it. And he said, these Nigerian families don't play with disability.
Wow.
She said, we were kushti for 3 years,
wow,
but they don't play with disability. Yeah. They said, you're not giving that to my youths. And that's on God. So she's getting married and it ain't gonna be to you.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Oh my.
It was crazy.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
Just lock
him up. 3 years.
3 years, come on, man.
Wedding invitation. Why are you inviting me?
Come on, bro.
Why are you inviting me?
Facts. Why are you doing that to me?
Oh, bro.
Just dump me in the first 6 months. If you're thinking about it, that dump me.
100.
Don't cheat on me.
If you know your dad's not gonna have it,
dump me.
Don't play with me like this.
Oh.
Or tell me.
Facts.
Tell me you're down, but it will come to an end.
Yeah. I will lap up the six, seven, 8 months we've got.
Yeah,
it'll be the best.
Yeah, it will. It really, really
with
will.
What else, with what I can do, it'll be the best.
Yeah.
God, that's uncalled for.
Yeah, my jaw hit the floor when I watched
Jesus.
That last night.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wedding invitation. A man said it on national TV. I wouldn't tell anyone. I'd lie, bro.
He had nothing left to lose. I'm not going to lie to
you. Fair play. Right, I'm just going to breeze through these last ones, yeah? Most unorthodox way someone's called you butters. A girl in school said she'd seen dropped kebabs prettier than me.
Oh, fuck you.
That's...
a girl said that? In school?
Dropped kebabs. This dude... they splatter as well.
I was going to say they look like sick on the floor.
Yeah, they splatter. That garlic mayo's all over the place.
Oh, my God.
This dude called me and my best friend fat fatherless whores after she broke up with him.
Fat fatherless whores. Fatherless? That's unnecessary. That's unnecessary.
Because so
that's not my fault. And it's got fuck to do with my weight.
It was that alliteration.
Fam, it's got nothing to do with my BMI. He left because he's a piece of shit.
Facts.
Fatherless.
Bro.
Both of them. Oh my God.
Treacherous.
Oh, God.
Blocked me as soon as I sent a snap of myself. Humbled me differently. Peak.
One of my
peak.
Sorry, I'll let you
finish. No.
One of my boys told me recently, one of my boys told me recently he got catfished.
You got catfished?
Or no, he got catfished.
Okay, okay.
He told me that he got catfished on like Hinge or some shit.
Okay.
Said she was buff, and then bucked her in person, and she was not paying.
Oh, God.
Not paying.
Oh, God.
And he said he was entirely gentlemanly.
Okay.
Entirely gentlemanly. Okay.
Like, so he continued the date.
He continued the date.
Okay.
Because he said basically they went for a walk around a lake. They just met up to go for a walk.
Okay, cool.
So when
he met her, he
saw it, charged it.
Saw it.
On the spot.
Yeah.
Charged it.
Yeah.
And was like, let's just do this walk. And he said he was hot stepping around this lake.
Mm.
Let's get this over with.
Yeah.
But he said it was entirely gentlemanly. He said, like, I did not want to let her know that I thought she was a catfish whatsoever. After the date, she clearly knew she was a catfish so much that straight after the date, she said, was everything all right?
And face to face or?
No, she texted him.
Okay.
It was everything all right? He said, yeah, it's fantastic. Like, well, what's up? She said, I just felt like you were a bit off. Do I disgust you?
Oh, don't ask me something.
I'll
tell you the truth. I'll tell you the truth. I don't know you. I don't owe you anything. I'll tell you the truth.
Fam, did I disgust you? Wow.
Yeah, she knew.
She knew.
Who says that about themselves?
She knew, bro. Who literally says that? After meeting someone one time, did I disgust you?
Damn.
The self-efficacy is low.
Hella low.
Why are you going on the date?
Facts.
Change up the whole profile.
Facts.
Let them love you for you.
Facts.
Oh, wow. It was crazy.
Damn. He saw her and charged it.
Charged it.
Damn.
Kisses even charged it.
Oh, God. All right, cool. Last few. My sister commented, okay, twin, on a female influencer's selfie and she got blocked.
Oh. How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you associate me with you?
Yeah, insinuate that I look like you. Twin. Blocked.
Oh, wow. Okay, damn.
Fam, the last time I saw something like you, I flushed it.
No. No. Nah, bro. Nah, bro.
Flushed it.
Oh. Shit. You're literally saying I'm a piece of shit.
Literally, bro. Literally.
I saw something like you flushed it. That's boss. That's actually like a hot 16.
It is.
Wow.
It's to wrap this bitch up. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
All right. A two bagger, the definition. A chick so ugly, you put a bag over your head just in case her one falls off. You got called a two bagger.
A two bagger?
Yeah.
Wow, bro.
Last two. We can meet after sunset. And last one, the school bully said I was so dark that I sweat crude oil.
Nah, bro.
Crude oil. Nah.
The school bullies. Nah, bro.
Oh,
fuck off.
The public are funny, man.
Yeah, they're out of order, man.
Oh, God.
Speaking of, you know when I mentioned my boy a minute ago?
Yeah.
I was thinking about something the other day that popped into my head.
Oh, God.
And I wasn't going to bring it up because I never have. Did I ever tell you, man, that I got catfished one time?
No. Considering you were, wait, when you say you got catfished, like you went out and she was butters or someone used your profile? Like,
nah. I was chatting to a ting who catfished me, but I never actually, lucky, hands up, I never actually met her.
Okay, talk to me.
But I nearly risked it all, you man, and you man never knew about it, and you were present. So,
okay.
This is so dumb. When I, basically, I got DM'd by a chick. It's a similar story to one you've told before.
Okay.
I got DM'd by a chick on IG years ago.
Yeah.
I'm talking like, second or third year of uni.
Okay.
He lived in Manny.
Okay.
She lived in Manchester. Baddie. Some blonde thing. completely out of my league. Mm-hmm. But I didn't, catfish wasn't even a word back then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Completely out of my league. Mm-hmm. I was just chatting the most.
Okay.
Coincidentally, that weekend, we were going out in Liverpool.
Okay, so quick hop, skip, jump. Yeah, yeah, say less.
Brother, so we took the National Express up to Liverpool.
Yeah, as
did,
we do.
As we do,
yep.
Did our thing. On the way back, we were stopping at Manchester. Mm. No changeovers, no nothing. The coach was just stopping at Manchester and then going, taking us home.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, I didn't tell you, man.
Mm.
We pulled up at Manchester, and as we were there, I was messaging, because basically we were just saying, oh, on your way home, stop and stay with me for a couple of days. And I was like,
couple days?
Fam? And she was, but when I say she was talking crud,
okay.
I was like, it's going to be a couple days.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to need
yeah,
a couple,
yeah.
To do what I need to
yeah,
do to you,
yeah.
It's going to be a couple days.
Yeah, I need that R&R after. Yeah. Yeah.
She was like, I've got my own yard, it's patterns.
Yeah,
this,
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, I can't wait. And I was
I
like,
heard stuff like that.
Yeah.
A couple of days.
A couple of days. I was like, bro, what's happening?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I kept it strong.
Yeah, yeah, okay, okay, okay. Smart move.
Fam. Mm. When we landed in Manchester,
yeah.
When I say I grabbed my hold all, you man was sitting.
Yeah.
I walked to the front of the bus and I was just about to tell you man, like,
deuces.
Deuces.
Yeah.
I'm going to go link a thing. Just so you man thought I had mystique.
Yeah.
Because I want you man to ask questions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. Don't worry about that. I'll tell you when I get back.
Don't worry about it, man. I got Lincoln-ting.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted you man to think I was cool.
Yeah.
So Mystique. I'm messaging her as we're pulling up to Manchester. Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah, I'm here, I'm here.
Mm.
Left on red, left on red, left on red. And I was like, what's going on? Babe, what's going on?
Babe.
Yeah, what's the address?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on? When I say I had like £25 in my account at this point. So I was like, if this doesn't pattern,
yeah.
I'm fucked. I can't even get the next coach home.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm like, babe. Ed. When I said I had one foot out the bus, you man?
Were we asleep or?
I don't know what was happening. Jesus. I can't remember. But I had one foot and I literally had to hezzy.
Yeah.
Come back, sit down and just shut my mouth. Nervous. Disheveled and nervous, thinking
damn.
I nearly risked it all. And
damn.
I remember thinking when the bus, when Donnie turned the engine back on, I was thinking, please reply, please reply.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not too late, it's not too
so
late.
So you can run, oh, stop, stop, stop,
late.
Stop,
yeah, stop, 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 stop. I need to get off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not too late.
Mm.
Bro, I'd stayed on the thing refreshing it for like 10, 15 minutes. Aired it. She texted me the next day. Sorry, missed this, da, 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 da.
What the fuck ever, bro?
And from what I said, catfish wasn't a word.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what happened.
Damn.
1,000,000%.
Damn.
And it's dread as well, because if you actually saw this man's profile, it's this chick's profile, you would know 1,000,000% it was catfish.
It's a catfish.
It was like two photos on there. They looked like they were taken on a calculator.
Oh, but at the time you didn't
know. But at the time,
yeah.
I just thought she just hasn't got the aesthetic.
Yeah.
She's banging regardless.
Say less. Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, it was bars. Anyway.
Anyway.
Welcome back, guys.
Indeed.
Episode 331, I believe,
yes, sir.
Of the Shits and Geeks podcast, second best podcast
globally.
Globally,
we actually are. Spotify, check it out. We actually are. Soz.
There's a category. If you go into the hidden documents on Spotify, head into like yeah, head into the green screens,
facts,
the bios, get in there, and it just says second best is Shits and Geeks.
Shits and Geeks.
First, NA. That's what it says.
Facts.
Non-applicable. Second, Shits and Gigs. Anyway, guys, head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs.
Yes, sir.
Contribute £3 a month.
10p a day.
Make yourself a top boy or a top girl. Because if you're not a top boy, what are you?
Bottom boy.
Come on. We don't do bottom boys over
Come
here.
On.
We're top boys only.
Facts.
So, binge over 4 years worth of content now. Juicy, 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 juicy. Indoctrinate yourselves into this cult. Make yourself a forever person.
Yes, sir.
Live vicariously through us, your daddies.
You know you want to anyway.
Your
so
daddies. You're going to contribute the money and you're going to live vicariously as we spend your riches.
Facts.
Just like cult daddies do.
Facts, bro.
If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel.
Yes, sir.
If you are listening on any of the audio platforms, please leave us a nice review.
Yes, sir.
Without any further ado, we have top five.
Top five. I know you guys have missed it, but we'll be back.
Let's go.
Remind us of the scores, please, Ellis, sir.
Yeah, let me pull it up. Score is 13-8-3.
13-8-3. Mm. Ellis, man.
Fucking free, man. New game, please.
Right. So this top five is, again, a different type of top five. It's not a top five. It's just called top five.
All right.
We are doing something we've done before, and it is guess the height.
Guess the height.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a couple actresses. All you have to do is guess the height, my bros.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And that's it for today. Right. We all ready? We got our pens?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. The first person, Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon.
And this is like, who the fuck's that?
I know the name. I'm trying to think of the person. Reese Witherspoon.
Legally Blonde. Mm. What else is she in?
She's currently in The Morning with Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, I know who on Apple TV. She's in Friends.
She was in Friends.
She Rachel's sister.
Yeah.
Is she? Yeah. Damn.
That's the only thing I know her from.
Yeah, Ross was lost in her.
Yeah, lost in her.
When he shuts the curtains. Yeah.
Forgot about that. Cool. Everyone written their stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Next. Let's go Sandra Bullock. You all locked?
Yep.
Third one. Cameron Diaz.
I used to fancy Cameron Diaz. Same.
There's a, was it Night and Day with Tom Cruise?
Which one's that?
It's a movie called Night and Day. I like night like a night, like a fight and night, not like night, but and day. Yeah, I'm sure she's in that.
I can't even remember.
Yeah, I'm sure she was banging in that. And there was another one she was in with, is it Justin Timberlake? Where she was like a teacher? Bad teacher?
Oh. Bad teacher?
Yeah.
Bad teacher? Yeah. I'll never forget, bro. One of the opening scenes.
She has sex appeal.
She's a gold digger, innit?
I can't remember.
Yeah, she's a gold digger. She's married to one rich guy. Mm. And she comes in and she's like, something like, get them drawers off. I'm about to suck that dick like I'm mad at it.
She said what?
Bro, I was in Bad Teacher, but it's early on. Never forgot it.
Take them drawers off.
I want to suck that dick like I'm mad at it.
Woo!
Cameron Diaz.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nah, never.
I'll howl at the moon that day.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll howl at the fucking moon that day.
Wow, yeah.
Say less.
Yeah.
Right, we all locked with Cameron Diaz's height?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And number four, Nicole Kidman.
Fuck, Cameron Diaz is banging. I watched The Mask like last year.
I haven't seen that in ages.
She's unbelievable in that movie.
All right, last but not least, let's do Natalie Portman. If there are any like tie breaks, I've got more height so we can run it from there.
Okay.
Mm. Cool. Locked. Everyone's locked?
Yeah.
Cool, say less. Ellis, let's go with you first.
Cool. So, first one, 5'4".
So, did you write the names?
Oh, no.
Or you just wrote the height?
I just did it.
Okay, say less. Yeah. Reese Witherspoon?
Yep. 5'4".
You got 5'4"?
She was quite small.
Okay. How am I even going to write this down? All right. 5'4". Yeah. Next one was Sandra Bullock.
5'8".
Yeah. Next one was Cameron Diaz.
I've got 5'10". I think that's a bit too tall. She looks tall.
Next one was Nicole Kidman.
I've got 5'5". I have no idea who that is.
You know Nicole Kidman's fair play.
She's old, to be fair.
And Natalie Portman.
I've got 5'9".
Cool.
She looks a bit tall.
Rem?
I went...
Oh, shit.
5'5".
Yeah. Yeah.
5'7".
Yeah.
5'8".
Yeah.
5'4".
Yeah.
5'7".
5'7". Cool. Jimmy?
Reese Witherspoon, 5'2".
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock, 5'8".
Yeah.
Cameron Diaz, 5'9".
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman, 5'5".
Yeah.
Natalie Portman, 5'2".
I have two. Cool. Answers are Reese Witherspoon is actually 5'1".
Damn it.
Jesus.
So none. Sandra Bullock is actually 5'7". So Rem, you got that right.
Fuck.
Cameron Diaz is actually 5'9".
Gang. Mm.
Jimmy got that one. Rem, you were off by, you were both off by one. You went 5'8", you went 5'10".
I've been off by one on all of them, apart from that.
True. Nicole Kidman. None of you got right. She's tall. She's 5'11".
Damn.
Yeah. Last but not least, Natalie Portman is 5'3".
Shit.
Jimmy wrote 5'2". Rem wrote 5'7". Ellis wrote 5'9". So Jimmy, you've got one. Rem's got one. Ellis got none. So it's tiebreaker time.
All right.
Let's go. Wipe your boards and go again. Well, Ellis, you can put your board back. Sorry, sir.
Yeah. Might as well put it in the fucking bin.
It's actually not your fault, bro.
Oh.
Heights is this that's anyone's game.
Yeah, Heights is random as hell. These ones are charged from the get go. Like, yeah. Doesn't right, matter.
So I've got no ego about these yeah. games.
All right, cool. Charlize Theron.
Ooh.
Locked.
Cool. You locked first. Tell me the height.
5'10".
You locked second, obviously.
5'9".
So. Fucking hell. 5'10".
Gang! Come on, man. So boring.
What's that? 14'8'3"? Oh, something like that. Ellis said, I don't care.
Whatever.
Gang.
Lovely.
Hope you guys got some answers right.
Right. So you've got a little something to tell us, apparently. Ask us or to say.
Yeah, bro.
Go on.
Bro?
Go on.
Bro? You, man? I watched the first maybe 5 episodes of Castlevania.
Oh, yes.
You, man?
Yes, bro.
You, man? Pull it up real quick, please. I need to get the characters' names again.
Nocturne, innit?
No, yeah, Nocturne. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
These men are on stuff.
Bro.
The, go to like the, obviously it shows cast, but like.
Characters.
Characters, rather. Yeah, that's the one. That's the one. Yeah, zoom in for me, please. My eyesight ain't where it used to be. I just never got their pictures to
rush. Yeah, that's butters.
But anyway, Elizabeth Bathory, whatever her name is, the actual main vamps. She's hard, bro. She's hard, bro.
Yeah, fam.
I've not seen a villain like that in a minute.
Yeah, next level.
In a minute.
Next level.
Remember when I say she enjoys killing people? It's crazy.
Yeah, she physically loves it.
You've seen the whole thing, right?
I've seen the whole thing.
The scene where all of them are trying to spy on the guy that killed those two new characters that came in, the black girl and the other guy.
Yeah.
And they're all like this, the vampires are like dying in or whatever. And one person clocks them and they all clock them.
Scariest moment.
And they start stepping
back. Yeah. Scariest moment.
And they start running?
Yeah.
And their face changes. I'm like, oh my God. How are they getting out of this?
Yeah.
How are they getting out of
terrifying.
This?
Terrifying.
Bro, there are so many scenes that are fucking terrifying in
there. Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense, bro.
Castlevania Nocturne is so far, I think it actually might be my favorite.
It's my favorite
out of
Castlevania.
Yeah,
it's 100% my favorite Castlevania.
Wow, it's good.
You don't need to watch Castlevania pre to understand this. Mm. They're two different stories. And it's just, the reason why I love this is because this is like a true definition of cut the fat, give me the almshouse.
Yeah.
Cut all that fat, give me the almshouse.
Yeah.
And one thing I do love about it as well is, this is random. This is a tangent, but I'll get back to it in a second. Every time I watch shows, series, movies or whatever, I've always had this thought, if I ever created a show, I would never, ever, ever, ever waste time with opening credits. I would just, the way I view it in my head is I would get the cameraman to do like a wide shot, long angle type of thing and have like a massive sign, for example, Breaking Bad just pop up.
That's
it. I wouldn't waste fucking time with credits.
Yeah.
Show me the juicy juice, cut the fat.
I ain't
got time for opening credits.
Yeah.
That's what Castlevania did.
Yeah.
Let's put Castlevania, Nocturne, director, written. Let's get to the real shit.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, bro, it's fucking fantastic.
It's and sick.
I think I've got like 3 eps to watch.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fantastic. The backstory of Annette is the black chick that can control-
The slavery thing?
Yeah, that can control the sand.
Oh my God.
When I say they grabbed her mum and snapped her neck, just like that, bro.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Like that.
Nuts.
Oh, bro, her backstory's crazy.
Yeah, her master as well, villain.
He is a villain.
Villain.
He is a big villain.
Yeah.
Bro, it's so good.
It's next.
It's actually so good.
Have you seen, you may not have seen it, you probably haven't seen it, Richter's OP moment yet?
No.
Fuck.
Because I probably doubt it because-
You'd fucking know about it if you had.
I'm assuming, I'd like to believe he uses magic in this. So I've not seen it. I've not seen it because obviously I forgot he could use magic. Obviously,
beginning.
When he grew up, because he did that little pussy or pew pew thing.
Pew, everybody go and die.
No, you're a pussy, bro. But then he started using the whip and blah, blah. I forgot he could do magic.
Yeah, because he, in the story, he can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
He says he can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Fam?
Yeah. Oh, say less.
When shit's on the line?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Say less, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's nuts.
Yeah. Are they, Edward, when they were running off the island, they draped him.
Yeah, they draped him. Bare.
They jaws on his neck.
Bare jaws on his neck.
Fam, the one thing I liked about this, you know, in like shows and series, especially on Netflix, it will show you the category, 18 plus whatever, and it will show you a quick description
what's
of
in
the genre.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It says injury detail, AKA almshouse, bro. AKA almshouse and blood.
Bro.
When the hanging bodies thing that you told me about, because did you mention it in the last episode when they were hanging bodies? I think it's like episode 2 or episode 3. Annette's not trying to escape. It is, I can't remember her name. She's one of the, it's a shame they've not got the fucking pictures there. It's pissing me off. One of the chicks, I think she's got blonde hair. She was trying to save her sister.
And her sister the hanging body, that's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yes, bro, yeah. That's in there. Yeah, fam. Woo! Yeah, Auntie Tessa or whatever she is. Wow. That's her sister there. Yeah, mad.
Wow.
Mad, yeah. Bro. Yeah. Wow, I forgot about that. Yes, bro.
The faces these guys make.
Yeah, bro. Scary. Scary, bro. The last few episodes you got to watch?
Yeah, I can't
wait. Surprised you pressed pause.
I think I started to fall asleep. I was watching it till about 2.
Oh, fair play.
I couldn't keep my eyes open.
Wow.
I told you before, Castlevania, I watch in Japanese. So I've been watching it in Japanese, so I have to concentrate. So I just charged
it. It's so random that you watch it in Japanese. I rate it, but yeah.
It sounds good in Japanese.
Yeah, even though
I know it's meant to be American, blah, blah, blah. But I'm so used to watching anime in Japanese that I just like, fuck it, I might as well. But yeah, what's her name? The purple hair, yeah? Far left.
The main lieutenant, whatever her name is.
She's the main villain in it. They call her like... what do they call her?
It's not Drolter.
Her name is something Bathory.
That's not her. That's her boss, bro.
Click that.
Isabelle Bathory is the... she's the main one. The one with the purple hair is her lieutenant.
Okay. I can't remember the purple ones. Oh, so she's like... I can't remember the
term. Messiah.
The Messiah.
Yeah, the vampire Messiah is... Elizabeth Battery.
Okay.
And her lieutenant, I can't remember her name, is the one with the purple hair.
She is brazy.
Yeah, she is.
She is brazy.
She's brazy.
I thought she was top dog, my bad, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
God.
Bro, it's all I can't remember the order of events, so I don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
But geez.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Fwakes.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know.
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low. So let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know. I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues.
You
got the winter blues. Tell the truth. You got the winter blues.
Yeah, I need sun.
Yeah. You got that seasonal D.
Yeah.
Bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there's stuff I need to watch. I'm going to finish it today.
Yeah, they leave you on a fucking cliffhanger as
really?
Well. It's a cock tease at the end.
Oh, God.
It leaves you at a point where you're like, season 2 has to drop tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's no way you can make me wait a year for this.
Damn.
It's impossible.
Damn.
Yeah. Juicy. I would highly recommend everyone watch
everyone,
it.
Everyone. This is the recommendation of the week, even though you said it on Patreon last week. Highly recommend watch Castlevania Nocturne Netflix ASAP.
Oh, bro. And I'm going to throw this one out there as well. I know I mentioned on Patreon before. Gen V.
Oh yeah, I saw the trailer the other day. I'm gonna watch it.
Gen V, it's early doors. It may be on par, if not better than The Boys.
Really?
It's fucking decent.
Damn.
Bro, from the jump, it's actually very decent, bro.
Say less.
I've said it before, the main character, I can't remember her name anymore.
Yeah.
Marie Monroe, whatever.
Yeah.
baddie.
Say less. Say less.
Oh, Gen V, bro. It's only like 4 episodes out.
Yeah.
Raw. Yeah, Jazz Sinclair, main thing. Mm. Love of my life.
Say less.
But yeah, fam, it's decent.
Mm. I'll give
it's
that watch
very,
as well.
Very, very, very decent.
I'll give that a watch as well. Say less.
Oh, I'm enjoying it.
I love good shows, man.
Right, gang. Right, from here, I'm going to take us in a random twist. I've never done this before.
Okay.
And I don't know who the dude is, so apologies. But someone DM'd me a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they were like, there's this subreddit where it's just like horror stories, but like real life horror stories.
Okay.
You should do it as a segment of the show. To this day, yeah, I've never taken anyone's recommendation of a segment for the show. Because 99.999% of the time, it's bullshit.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. Yeah. General public, I'm sorry. Mm. Sometimes your recommendations, most of the time, your recommendations are bullshit.
Mm.
This one was juicy.
Okay.
So I had time. I don't know why. I had time that day.
Mm-hmm.
I had time that day. I went to the subreddit. Mm. Read like a... I haven't even read this one.
Mm-hmm.
But I read like...
the preface type of thing.
Kind of preface. Mm. Like what had the most upvotes and all this kind of thing. Mm. So I could be like, all right, bet. Mm-hmm. Let me actually feel it. And I thought, I'm just going to read it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to read it and see how we feel about mm-hmm. it. Cool. Right? So I've had this tab open for literally like 2 weeks now.
Okay, cool.
So let's see how it goes.
All right. It's intriguing.
It is.
This is intriguing. This could be a new little segment.
Yeah. Okay, so let's... Right. So the title of this is I Was a Captive. Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. I didn't even read it properly the first time I read it. I was a captive god for almost a decade.
Captive? What does that mean?
We're going to find out.
Almost a decade?
For almost a decade, I was a captive god.
That's either he was like the top don of capturing people.
Yeah.
Or I don't know what the second one could be.
He was a, yeah, I've read little bits. I think it means he was perceived to be a god and was held captive because of it.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so it's one or the other.
Mm.
It's one or the other.
Right.
All right, cool.
It's long, so you, man, pay attention.
Say less.
Grab a drink and pay attention. Right. Right. You'll have to bear with me while I tell you my story.
Mm.
So much of it is written from hazy recollections of someone who was in captivity. Don't misunderstand. I wasn't abused in the traditional sense. I was well kept. Oh, I was well kept. I was well fed. And I really wanted for nothing except my freedom. Juicy opening.
It is.
Juicy opening.
It is.
It all started one day when I visited a new therapist. Dr. McAllister.
Baited the name.
Fam. Baited the name.
Wow.
Straight off the jump.
Wow.
Dr. McAllister had been recommended by a friend of mine. He said that he was very good and that he had helped him get through a lot of the issues he had with his mother and discover some things about his sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
He put you under and put you in touch with your real self. And that was how he overcame a lot of your issues. It all sounded great to me. I'd been having trouble sleeping and was looking for some way to get to sleep and needed to function.
Mm-hmm.
My insomnia would sometimes last for days and it was starting to affect my life. So I made an appointment and 2 weeks later, I was laying on his couch listening to Dr. McAllister count down from 10 as he put me in a suggestive trance.
Them things are scary, boy.
Fam.
Suggestive.
Put me in a suggestive trance.
Nah.
That just sounds like throat.
Yep.
It sounds like I'm giving throat. What do you mean I'm under a suggestive trance?
Jesus, throat, you know.
Right. It was very sudden, like blinking, but everything changed after that trance. When I came out, just as suddenly, Dr. McAllister looked strange, and I asked him if something had happened. Strange may not be descriptive enough. He looked somehow enraptured, enlightened, utterly worshipful. Dr. McAllister, you spoke to me about things that you couldn't possibly have known. You talked to me about my childhood. You helped me get over the death of my mother. You helped me more in this hour-long session than I've ever helped anyone.
Whoa.
I wasn't sure what he was talking about, but when he gripped my hand, his eyes shone with the light of a zealot.
I don't even know what a zealot is. I actually don't know what a zealot is, bro. Google that for me.
Yeah, let's Google zealot. I think I know what it means. Zealot, a person who is fanatical and uncompromising in pursuit of their religious, political, or other ideals. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Dr. McAllister again. Mm-hmm. I need more. Please let me put you back under so I can discover more.
Oh, wow.
Fam. I pulled away from him and took a huge step back.
Facts.
What the hell was he talking about? I'd come here for help, but suddenly he wanted me to help him. I had to get out of here. I had to leave now.
Fam, I'm in the room.
Fam?
I'm in the room. I'm in the room. You man don't get it.
I had to get out of here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had to leave now.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
McAllister tried to stop me, but I was out the door before he could say much more than stop.
Oh, God.
I didn't sleep well that night either, and it became a real problem. Sometimes I would lay in my bed and swear I heard whispers, but I put it off as auditory hallucinations. I hadn't slept well for the past 3 weeks, and I knew it was starting to catch up to me.
Mm-hmm.
When I would force myself out of the house for work or to run errands, I could swear I felt someone watching me.
Damn, fam.
What's more, I could swear I'd catch glimpses of someone out the corner of my eye, but they would always be gone when I turned to look at them. It never happened in my house, always when I was out and about. And the paranoia on top of the sleep deprivation was slowly eroding my sanity.
Mm.
So when I heard someone open a window in my living room one night, I rolled over and just thought it was me having a paranoid hallucination. Turns out, it hadn't been hallucinations. When I heard someone open my bedroom door,
yo,
I rolled over and found Dr. McAllister standing there watching me.
No, no.
He looked like he looked like he hadn't been sleeping well either.
Mm.
And his eyes looked crazed, and we stood looking at each other. I wasn't sure if he was real or not.
Yeah.
But when he lunged at me, I curled into a ball and cried out for him to stop.
Lunged at me.
Woo. He didn't attack me though. He didn't hurt me at all. Though I now wish he had killed me right there.
Oh my God. I just remember the title. It was Captive for 10 years.
Brother.
Oh my God.
He didn't hurt me, but I wish he had killed me right there. Instead, he just slipped a needle into my arm, and as I watched his thumb push down on the plunger, I felt waves of warm and inviting sleep roll through me.
Jesus Christ.
Brother?
Jesus Christ.
I woke up in a finished basement. The lights turned down low, strapped to a chair, as Dr. McAllister made sure my bindings were comfortable. I struggled, my limbs heavy and uncoordinated, but he held up a fresh needle and told me if I didn't calm down, he's gonna put me out again. I made myself as still as I could. Not sure what to expect here. This didn't seem to be a sexual thing. I was fully dressed, and the way he was tending to me almost felt worshipful. Dr. McAllister, I didn't want it to come to this, but I can't live without the knowledge you possess. I know you don't believe what I'm saying, but while you were unconscious, you told me things that may very well change my life.
Mm.
You spoke to me of things that opened my eyes, ideas I had never conceived of. And the longer I went without hearing your voice again, the more I felt my newfound serenity crumbling.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm not usually like this, but I had to possess you to have your knowledge and to understand your words. I can promise you that while you remain with me, you will want for nothing. You are to me as a captured god that I wish to understand. We talked a lot that night, though I mostly yelled at him to let me go.
Facts.
But in the end, he just injected me with something to knock me out, and I drifted off into peaceful unconsciousness.
Jesus Christ.
And that was how I became Dr. McAllister's captive God. How much more have we got? We've got a lot more. I might pause this and bring it in next week.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
Stay tuned.
Very good idea.
Yeah.
Fam, when I say I was there, I was locked in.
Yeah.
Bro. When you said Dr. McAllister and, was it a guy?
The brother.
The brother just staring at each other and he lunged at him.
Nah, scary.
Ooh, scary. You man don't understand scary. What will go through
real
you.
Real scary. All right, cool. We're going to leave it there. That's how I became Dr. McAllister's captive god.
Sick.
This is from a subreddit called No Sleep.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, yeah. This might be a little new seggy.
Yeah,
say less.
Gas. All right, we'll pick up the rest.
All right, bet.
You got Halloween coming up as well.
Oh, yeah. Halloween is coming up.
Timing.
All right, Peng.
Damn.
Right, trash news, please, Rem.
Yeah, let's go. So... Professor shows off confiscated pens that have been engraved with cheat notes by a student.
That can't be real. How does it look like that?
Bro.
That's the tiniest thing I've seen.
Look at that.
Nah.
Man must have used the protractor.
Look at the pens, man.
That's nuts.
That's crazy.
If I caught... Is that algebra I'm looking at down there? Now to the left? Yeah, that pen. Up a bit? Yeah, this, that there.
I can't zoom anymore.
That looks mad, bro.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, if I saw it, I'm giving him back the pen. Like,
if I saw that, you deserve to win.
The effort is crazy, right?
Facts. To win.
Bro, he's willing to do what it takes.
Yeah, whatever.
This guy's got promise. Mm. That's what I'm seeing. Right, sorry, carry on.
Professor shows off confiscated pens that have been engraved with cheat notes by a student who is studying criminal law. Shock. Professors admitted that they couldn't help but admire the extent he went to smuggle cheat notes into the class. According to one of the accused friends, he accomplished this by replacing the graphite lead of a mechanical pencil with a needle. It made it super easy for him to write on the pen.
Damn, well played.
Hats off, innit? Unfortunately for the student, he was caught by an eagle-eyed professor who seized his one-of-a-kind set of cheat notes. However, his efforts did not go unnoticed as online users congratulated his creativity.
Facts.
Yeah, bro. I would let him pass. I have to let him do his thing.
Yeah.
Because these are the people, he's studying criminal law. Mm. These are the people that are willing to go the extra mile.
Facts.
Clearly.
You need a man like me in this job.
Yeah. Facts,
you
bro.
You need me in this role.
Yeah, it's just like a little bit of evil here. To save a lot of evil out there.
Come on, man.
Slide, man.
Close one eye. Close one eye, bro. What are you doing?
I rate it, man. I fucking hate exams.
Same.
I've never performed well in exams. Mm. And like, it's not, the reason I don't write exams as well is because it's not about what you know, it's about what you remember.
Yeah.
But all you have to do is remember shit. Mm. And then every exam we've ever done, I've just forgot it as soon as we walked out that room.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
even if I'd passed the exam, forgot everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, no qualms for me.
Yeah, ingenious, for real. Man. Yeah. It doesn't make sense. That's just the way to do exams. Like you said, it's all memory.
It is.
Like, you can't judge knowledge based on an exam.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Walk on if they've got anxiety. Walk in there, forget everything. Then what?
Bro, it's long.
Then what?
Bro, it's just long.
It is long.
They don't care about that.
I hate exams so much.
What I also hated as well, and there was certain types of exams where... obviously, there's a time limit. Let's say the exam is 2 hours, for example. There are some occasions where once we start, no one leaves until the 2 hours is done. Also, some exams where once you're done, you can hand in your paper and dip. And then once you start seeing one person, two people,
you're panicking.
Five people, ten people.
You're panicking.
You're looking around. There's like five people left.
Bro.
Am I stupid?
Yeah, someone's going to put the dunce hat on my head any second,
bro. And you can't be the last one to hand it in. Because you're still failing, but what have you been doing all this time?
Yeah. Bro, I remember when, I think it was just me and Rem. Was it just me and you that had to repeat computer science? Was it me and you?
I don't remember what computer science is, bro.
It was a one-off flipping exam that it was random. It had nothing to even do with our course. We just went into an IT room one day and flipping did this random test. I can't remember what it was called.
For the life, that doesn't ring a bell at all, bro. I'm not gonna lie to
you. Bro, someone failed with me. I know I failed. Someone failed. I think it was you.
Probably.
And we had to go back to Cov in summer. And
Oh. It definitely wasn't me.
Nah, it wasn't you?
Yeah, in
was,
summer.
Probably me.
Yeah. We had to
Resit an exam.
Yeah.
My parents wouldn't let that down.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. And it was a day before we were going on holiday. Yeah, maybe Miami.
Yeah. I remember that.
It was the day before Miami.
Yeah.
And if we would have failed this, we would have been fucked because the next retake was while we were in Miami.
Yeah, I remember that. It was
so
me.
We had to
it was
pass
me,
this
it was
one.
Me, it was yeah, me, it was yeah, me. Yeah, there was a few of us on that, and that retake. Not from our group, but from our class. There was a few heads in there, I remember.
Yeah, there was a few people.
I was spitting bare people. Yeah, cool, good summer.
There was a few people in there. Because I remember I failed that one miserably because I didn't even know the thing had started. Well, and when we did the first exam, I didn't even know the thing had started properly. All I remember is the lecturer or whatever said something and then everyone's clicking away and I was just like minding my business and I didn't realize it started. And the test itself, I thought it was like one of them 90-minute test, 2-hour test. It was literally like 35 minutes or something ridiculous.
Okay.
And then I answered like 3 questions and there were like 5 minutes left. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I panicked.
Oh God.
Bro.
Scared the life out of me. Oh my God. Oh my God, I can see it now. Your eyes would have widened.
Yeah. I can't remember what they called it. Because I think a lot of people did. I think a lot of people in uni had to do it. Because it wasn't directly related to our thing. It was called, it wasn't computer science. It was some kind of data analysis or something like that. Yeah. I can't really remember.
It doesn't ring a bell to me, bro. I'm not going to lie.
I remember it. Wait, how you're describing, I remember it now. Mm. Especially being the day before we flew out to Miami.
Yeah, I was stressed.
But fair. What it's called, what it was about.
So you had to bop to Cov to do the exam and then go fly to London to fly to Miami.
The day before. So I was bop to Cov, do the exam, go home, fly to Heathrow the next day.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all. Because I'm pretty sure I was in London the day before Miami. Mm.
Now you definitely, it was definitely two of us. Yeah. I think it was me and Rem.
It was me.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. I was happy it wasn't just me because I promise you, I wasn't going back to Cov by myself.
Mm. Yeah, no, you wouldn't have done it.
I would have charged the whole degree.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going back to Cov by myself to do an exam.
Yeah.
And I'm not repeating this year by myself either.
Yeah.
To stay another year after, you might have gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, never. Oh, I would have charged the whole degree. So thank God you failed that with me. Thank God you did.
That's jokes.
Okay, you got a dilemma for us.
I do. Is my hubby gay?
Oh God.
And the title is Gimp or Gay? ?
Oh.
I'm 30 female, engaged to a 44 male. When we had first started to date, sexual desires were nothing taboo.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, sexual desires were nothing taboo as I'm a stripper and he was a proclaimed dominant.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, here we are 2 years later. He proposed after 6 months.
Oh, God. That's a screaming midlife crisis.
Yeah.
He's 44 years old and he proposed to a stripper after six months. 6 months.
Ick. That's what she wrote.
Ick?
Yeah.
Oh!
She wrote ick.
Okay, but she agreed to marry him.
Yeah, accepted because
shut up then.
I accepted because he was someone I would marry but didn't mean right away. Anyway, the most dominant he has ever been in the bedroom with me is a few latex outfits worn for his pleasure. Now, I, on the other hand, have had plenty sex toys or have plenty sex toys, etc. that would make our time much more enjoyable for me. They don't get used. Cut to the chase. Here are the things that have made me question if this man only likes women. 1, I'm his third wife. 2, he knows and is friends with 3 openly gay men. 3, his friends come over only whilst I'm at work. (conflicting schedules? Number 4, I found not one, but 3 gimp masks in his sex bag, along with cock cages.
Oh, Jesus.
And other what I see as male toys, none of which have ever been played with us together. 5, we only do quickies and doggy style. If it's a missionary, he's closing his eyes. Who do you picture?
Oh, is that? Yeah.
Number 6.
The fact that we're on number 6 is concerning.
Number 6. When I asked if he and a certain friend are sexual together, he said, "Oh my God, why didn't you ask him then?"
That sounded so jokes. Oh my God, why didn't you ask him then?
Why don't you ask him then?
That's giving shy boy.
Yeah.
Do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Just ask him.
Just ask him.
God, don't bother me with this. All right, last,
just
and she
ask
says,
him.
The masks are what truly turn me off because they seem very predatory to me, like serial killer type shit, trying to hide DNA and who you really are. Thoughts?
I mean, when it said gay or gimp, I was thinking that's screaming kink shaming because those are two completely different jaunts. But
after hearing what I said,
are you and Donnie sexual together? And he said, oh my God, go and ask him. You're gay.
Yeah.
Or you just not necessarily gay, but you like guys.
Yeah.
You like guys. There's no way I can say random.
Yeah.
Are you and Rem ever like, do you ever like do a ting? And you're like, oh my God, shut up. Ask Rem. Why are you asking me? Ask Rem. You're a bomb boy.
Yeah, facts, first of all. Yeah. And there's Rem's livid because you're going to him as like, Fuha told me to ask you.
Random. I asked Fuha if you man bang and he said, oh my God, ask Rem. Nah, you get plugged. In that situation, you get plugged and you're shy as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a bottom boy in that
situation. Yeah, you're a bottom boy in that situation.
Facts.
That's
but then it's number four that spun me. I found not one but three gimp masks in his sex bag with cock cages and she's never seen that.
That's never seen the light of day.
That's never seen the light of day with me and her.
Mmm.
That's
the boys only come around when I'm at work.
Yeah.
I mean, she did say she's a stripper, to be fair.
Yeah, but yeah, true.
She's out in the evenings.
She's out in the evenings, but why are they only coming over when she's at work? When she's at work, sorry. Do you
I don't know.
They're having parties in the yard.
Sauce and they're having parties. Yeah.
Ting's getting sucked in the yard.
Damn.
That's, yeah. It's a lot.
That really, really is a lot.
It's a lot.
Well, he's 100% a gimp.
But then I'm hoping she's like locked off the engagement / marriage. I'm hoping, but she's not said so.
She hasn't said so, and she doesn't sound... She said yes.
Fact.
She said yes. She said it's an ick, and she still agreed to marry him.
Yeah, because she sees the type... Someone that she sees marrying in the future. But yeah, this is...
He's caked.
Yeah, he's got
sucked. Literally, who are we kidding?
Yeah.
Let's not beat around the bush.
Facts.
He's 15 years older than her.
Facts.
He proposed after 6 months.
Facts.
And she's currently working as a stripper.
Yeah.
Donnie's caked.
Yeah, he's six-figure Sal.
Yeah, come on, man. This is to stop being silly.
Damn.
But that's fine.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, your husband is...
Not your husband.
Yeah, he has a proclivity for dark meat. And that's cool. That's cool.
Dark meat.
Mean, bro, his grown man throat is fully fledged.
Oh my, it's escaped.
Yeah, fam. And you just might have to just charge it and firm it. Because it sounds like what you're doing anyway.
Facts. You're just trying to, you're venting is what you're doing.
Yeah.
Finding, you're not trying to change it.
Finding three gimp masks that he's never even mentioned with cock cages. I never even heard those two words put together.
Facts.
I've never heard
cock cages.
I've never heard those two words merged together.
Wow.
Yeah, scary stuff.
Cock cages, bro.
I don't even know what that is.
Bro, I'm trying to even like deep, like, when these things are...
Rem, you save yourself. Put it on incognito, Saturn, bro.
Don't type in cock cages on regular Google, bro. They'll find us.
I was going to say, it's not my account. That's why I'm so raggo.
It's our account.
Yeah.
Now you're taking a piss.
Go incognito.
That's why I'm so raggo.
Control N that, bro.
Jeez, man. This is linked to my home hub.
Sorry.
Man's got cock cages in there. Wow.
That's jokes.
My badness.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure it's one of them things.
Oh.
If you get
like
hot,
a chastity.
It's a chastity thing. Yeah. And I feel like it's one of them things, if you get hard, it punishes you, bro.
Okay. Oh, it might like stick straight
through
the hole.
Yeah. It's got something in there.
Oh.
Yeah, this is brazy stuff.
Ooh.
This is brazy stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, this is long. Anyway.
Yeah. So yeah, I was thinking things like that, right?
She needs to address it. Like, who's this for?
Facts, bro. And even so, let's put her, let's say she's gone to work. That aside, like the man them in the yard, like they're having fun. Yeah. But it's how they're in the yard now. They're having fun. Like, schedules clashing, clearly.
They're in the yard now.
How? There's nothing sexy. Let's say he clearly is a gimp. He's got gimp marks. He's got these cock cages.
Yeah.
But there is nothing sexy about putting on the thing that's meant to be like a taboo. Do you know what I mean? For instance, this cock cage. I'm not in the zone if I'm watching you put this thing on. Do you see what I'm saying?
As a girl?
No, I'm acting as one of the gay guys now. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, you're one of the brethren that's come around for fun.
Yes.
And you're watching Donnie put on his cage.
Yeah, it's just not sexy to me.
I think, but it's one of them things, right? So I'm assuming, hey, don't know from experience, just putting it out there. I'm just making assumptions, okay, guys?
All right.
I think this is how it goes all down, right?
Safe space, yeah.
So I'm assuming, yeah. Yeah, I get all my boys around.
Yeah. They're in the yard now. Yeah.
Everyone's got a mask.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a mask. Yeah. Zipped up.
Yeah, God.
Yeah, I put on my mask and I put on my little cage.
Yeah.
Now, it's not about the me putting on the cage is not foreplay for you, but now that I got my cage on, it's your job to turn me on.
Okay. Yeah.
And if it does turn me on, I'm getting punished. Yeah. So you want to see me punished.
Yeah.
So you're doing all sorts.
And then that then turns me on.
Yeah.
But if we all got cages on, what's the point?
Nah, just me.
Nah, okay. Okay.
Because someone's cheeks are getting clapped. So you can't, not everyone can have cages on.
True.
Yeah. I've probably got a cage on and arseless chaps. Cheeks are just spread.
So yeah, okay.
Yeah. So you're doing the most to punish me. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Say less. It's brazy.
Yeah, it's all nuts. But that's speculation.
Yeah.
I don't know what goes on in that living room.
You sounded pretty confident.
He didn't invite me.
Fam, I'm not going to lie. If I was gay, that sounds juiced.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you, man. If I was gay, that sounds juiced. Do you not agree, though? Do you see what I'm saying?
Are you mad?
Are telling me I can't get hard, I'm gonna get punished. I don't think there's a female equivalent. Do you see what I'm saying?
Stop.
I don't think there's a female equivalent.
Stop.
I could be wrong.
Stop, bro. I can't.
I could be wrong.
Oh my God.
Jeez. Bro, it sounds like that man have a whale of a time.
Yeah.
Raw.
Yeah, bro.
Rah.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Bro,
that's mad.
There's equivalents, fam. There's equivalents.
What's the female equivalent?
Some examples include a clam jam.
A clam jam?
A twat swat.
Huh?
A box out. Okay, this is what we got.
Clam jam?
We got a clam jam, a twat swat, a box out, or a beaver dam.
Jeez Louise.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is this incognito?
Yes, fam.
Go on,
relax.
I need to see what these look like.
Oh, okay, wait.
No. Oh, that's just merch.
Merch.
It's literally just merch. Type in a beaver dam, or was it? That's what he said.
Beaver dam's just gonna actually come up with a beaver dam.
Yeah.
All right, never mind.
Yeah.
But damn.
Jesus.
Yeah. I said this sounds juice.
Bro? If you actually deep it.
I think the female equivalent is one where you're just like, you tell her she can't nut.
Yeah, but that's got nothing to do with like toys, in my opinion.
Oh, no.
You see what
I'm
saying?
You're just talking about the toy
equivalent. I'm talking about the toy equivalent.
I thought you were talking about the stimulation equivalent.
No, not the stimulation, like the toy equivalent.
Yeah, there's nothing could be done because theirs is just a wet thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because I can't see how.
I said it does, you're not going to get punished.
Bro, because it's a fact.
Yeah.
It's like cause and effect.
Yeah, it's a fact. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah, it's nuts.
Wow.
Yeah, nuts. Wow, indeed. Jesus. He's having a whale of a time.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Nah, that's
He's having a whale of a time. Yes.
And he's no wonder he's saying, she's saying, oh, all we do is quickies. All we do is quickies and it's back shots and it's done. Because when she's working.
Yeah, hours.
Wow.
Them men are playing for hours.
They're playing for
hours.
It's relentless.
Yeah, there's a room full of them.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez Louise.
All right, fair play to him.
Fair plays indeed. But yeah, your husband is a gimp and he's gay, and you just have to either charge it or move on.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
One of the two.
Good grief.
Damn.
Right, you said apparently you've got a question for us, apparently.
I have a question for the Gram, the fandom. This is for everyone. This is quick and easy. Same question, but I'll ask you to answer individually. Phone, wallet, car keys, house keys. In your instance, you don't drive. So instead of car keys, your laptop. Keep one, lose three for a week.
Phone, wallet, house keys, car keys. Lose three for a week. So if I want to keep my phone, I don't have a roof.
Yeah, I'm keeping my house keys, right? Yeah. Keep my house keys.
Phone, wallet,
car keys, house keys, house keys.
I'll be on my laptop, communication, and my phone's have to take the L.
I don't even understand. I need my phone.
I need my phone. Fam, you need it. You need a roof over your head, bro. What do you mean? I need what are you
phone.
Doing?
I need
my phone. I can box sign with my phone. I can box sign, G. I can book an Uber. I can book a hotel. Facts. I can book all sorts.
Facts. I got my passport on. I can do whatever I want.
I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Wow. I need it. I need it. Yeah. So I'm keeping my phone. Cool. I'll keep my phone. Cool. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're keeping your house keys?
I'll keep my house keys, man.
Ellis?
Yeah, house keys, man.
So your laptop's gone?
I know, that's the only thing.
Your phone's gone.
I love this fucking... I'm not bothered about my phone.
Yeah, to be fair, you don't reply for hours.
Sam, no, he doesn't.
I'm the worst with my phone.
Bro, let's not get into it. The tips I get from you?
Only you. It doesn't make sense, bro.
Oh,
it does. Is your data on?
It does. It does make sense because he doesn't turn on his notifications.
Jeez. Oh, it's infuriating.
Let's not get into it.
It's infuriating, Ellis.
Anyway. So you keep your house keys?
So yeah. Yeah, house keys out of everything. It's gotta be, man.
Fair play, bro.
Can't not be at home.
Oh, phone, bro. Phone. I'll do everything else with the phone.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, car keys, I don't need. Uber, don't need. House keys, don't need. Stay in a hotel for a week. What else is, what did I say? House keys, don't need. Phone, don't
wallet.
Need. Wallet. Wallet.
Apple Pay.
Apple Pay, bro. Yes. I never wallet. Took my wallet out for years before anyway, so.
Oh, fam, I remember.
We know.
Yeah.
I remember.
Phone.
I'm happy the world has caught up with your ignorance.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy. Times I've been stopped and said, do I have my wallet with me? Ever since that those times you were talking about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in like events and stuff, not like
people say, have you got your wallet?
Yeah.
That was time ago
it
as well.
It was time ago, yeah.
But to be fair, the amount of every time anyone sees me, where's Toby? That's what I get. Mm. Where's Toby? I bet you hate Toby. Fuck out my face. Fuck out my face. I love Toby.
But yeah, cool.
Cool. Quick right, question. Thread to finish?
Thread to finish. Yeah, bro.
Well, I'm still up at
the gimp thing.
Yeah, the gimp thing. I said it sounds juice.
Bro? The way you depicted it, if I was gay, it makes sense, bro. The party makes sense.
Oh God. Oh my God.
Right. I've had this thread on my phone for a minute. So Club Cloak, it's a tweet and the thread is about all the replies.
Okay.
So the main tweet is Club closes at 2 a.m. She didn't get home till 4.
Oh red my
flag,
God.
Red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag. And all the responses are from women.
Mm.
So first one, damn. Can't I help the DJ with his equipment?
Nah, don't make jokes at my expense.
Next. I can't help the hot dog lady sell her hot dogs? Damn. I can't help the cleaners. I can't help the owners clean their room? Damn. I can't help my cousin bring in groceries? Yeah. You guys are strict.
You guys are strict. All right, bet. Wow.
Damn. Can I freestyle in a parking lot for a second? Like, chill, I got stuck in traffic. Oh, realistically speaking, I'm probably in the parking lot eating wings with my eyes closed.
Oh my days. Fair.
And miss the midnight Smacker Hope Palooza showdown at Waffle House? You know I love dinner theater.
Smacker Hope Palooza? I hope that.
I'll be home as soon as this dumb bitch gets the fuck out my way.
Bro, women are not for women, bro. This dumb bitch gets the fuck out of my way.
Oh,
And it's the thing is, he wrote that and it's a caption of a video of a breader talking to himself in the mirror. He's gone. He's gone. He's fighting himself in the
Oh, Jesus.
He's gone.
Last one. What do you mean, bae? I'm on my way right now. She slumped in her bushes.
Oh my God.
But yeah, that was the last one. It was just a quick thread to wrap
red
this
flag,
up.
Red flag, red, red flag.
Yeah.
I can't find myself in a situation where I'm waiting up.
2 hours.
Club 2 hours.
Dance finished at 2. You're not home till 4. We live 15 minutes away,
darling. Bro, I know, because my head will be out the curtains. Yeah.
Peeking.
Peeking. I'm living at myself.
Oh, God. Yeah, I would be
fuck
living at myself
all
too.
Of that, man. 4. 2 hours is a long time.
That's a long time. Can't help DJ with his equipment.
You man are strict. That bar took my breath away. You man are strict. Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Damn. Yeah. All right. Fair play. All right. This was one of my most favorite episodes to record in a while.
Same,
so thank you for that, guys.
It's been a good day.
It's been a good day in general.
Been a good day.
As always, head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs to get that bonus content on Thursdays. We are now doing ad-free content on there as well.
Come on.
But as always, guys, love, love, love.
Gang, gang, gang.
Bless.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.